We are learning Masechta Suvos Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting the bottom Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Look at the Mishnah that if a Isha claims her ksuba, she has her ksuba, she comes to the husband and says, I pay up the ksuba. And the husband has an 8 echad supporting his claim that he pay up the whole ksuba. 8 echad saying, I saw you pay up the ksuba. So halacha is, the Isha, if she wants to collect that ksuba, she has to make a shua. And the Gemara said it can't be a shua deraisa, even though usually 8 echad is mechayiv a shua deraisa, but here's not a shua deraisa. Why? Because here, the Isha is making a shua is taking money. And a shua is always shua to be part of yourself, to but not to collect. It's to pat yourself. So here, it can't be a shuah deraisa. So Amar Papa, Ipikechu, the bottom of Peizan and Beis, the last few words, Amar Papa, Ipikechu, if he's a smart man, this Baal, Maisi law of this shuah deraisa. He brings her to a shuah deraisa. Now, what's the point of bringing her to a shuah deraisa? Zog Rashi, Shehu b'shem oy b'kinu, he first do b'shem Hashem, v'oicha seifa b'yodin, he hold the seifa ter b'yodin. And therefore, it's chamur ma'od, and that's the gain. Now, v'shvul d'rabbana, Rashi has a klal ba'alma. So that's how learns the, that's how Rashi learns the ma'ilah of shvul d'raisa. Tosis takes issue with that, because Tosis says that even by d'rabbanans, you hold the seifa ter also, and Ayin Sham. And also, another point is that Rashi says a little different than he said before, Ayin d'masha. Akaponim.
Please let all zipper.
Yeah, why not? If b'kechu ma'isidah, he gives her now, pays her a ksuba now. You know, you want the ksuba, I'll pay you again. Here's $1,000 again, in front of one aid. Then with some sada kama sada basra, he brings both aidim together who made now, umukum lo lahana kamoi remilva. They both made that you paid the second ksuba. You paid the ksuba, so no ksuba is paid. And now he says, you give me back money because I gave you a hava on the last one. So she says, no, I didn't take a hava. He says, yeah, but eid echad who says that you took a hava. So she says, no, I don't want to pay. So here, you have to swear to pat yourself in pain. That's what you're gaining up here. What? He says, because now I paid you now. I've eaten, I paid you now. That was Ava. What?
She can make a shua and borrow money from me.
Right. Not borrow money. Ava can mean anytime you have money, my money, that's called Ava also. You have my money. So now, there's other problems. Let's get this cloud and we'll handle more. Maskler of Shesha, Rey, Rav Idi, Heich Samach Sada Kama, Sada Basra. It, you don't have two aidim that you paid the ksuba, because the first aid saw the first ma'isa, and the second aid saw the second ma'isa. So the Gemara says, Elmar Sheshav Rei Rav Idi, Yovlo Ksuba Sabapi Sada Kam Sada Bas. So what you do is, you give the ksuba again, now, in front of, for him it's again, if he hurts the first time, in front of two aidim, in front of that first aid, and bring another aid, and bring them both together, here I'm giving the ksuba now. And you claim the first one's hava, and that you have eid echad, and again, this is not a case of So Masker of Ashi, Yakati, Yechel Meir, Beis Ksubas Havah. You know what she'll say? She'll say, what are you talking about? It's two Ksubas. This is a little bit like Mordechai's Kash. She's saying, it's like two Ksubas. She's saying, you're right, I just have a Ksuba, but I had a different Ksuba then. Like, what Shaykhis? You know, you bring me aid. That was a Ksuba also. That wasn't Havah, that was a Ksuba. That was a ksuba. She's right. It's a crazy time to have ksubas, but she has an eid echad supporting her because the first eid is saying that he paid up the ksuba, and now we have two emosi paid up a ksuba. We have twice they paid up a ksuba. They're saying it was two ksubas. What?
How does that help her?
He has eidim that they pay ksuba both times. There's a ksuba. It's supporting what she says. Two ksubas. What do you want from me? It's two ksubas. Elam Ravashi, that when he married her, he loved her so much, he gave her two ksubas. Two. Yeah, you like two ksubas, like whatever you want.
You like more money.
You like it more. Yeah, you like it two ksubas. Yeah, why not? Ela amaravashi hu demay delahu. What you do is like this: you tell the two edim very clearly before you give the ksuba the second time. You tell them, by the way, the first ksuba I really paid. I'm only doing this because I want to make that this will be the ksuba, and the first one's really hava. And since the eight echa now knows that the second ksuba was only on das, that the first one will be hava, so therefore this eight is not supporting the isha anymore. And therefore, her taina is called taina l'shchicha. If you look at Rashi, right smack in the middle of the Amud, more to the second half of the Amud, the Maidulhu, and the Rashi is like this. This aid is not being a riot to her anymore. She can't claim two ksubas. The Musla l'shchichu. The bottom line is like this. We have here two aidim now that say you got your ksuba paid off. So finished. Now he says, by the way, I gave you money last time. And that turned out was not for the ksuba, because this was the ksuba. So she says, no, I never got money. She says, you did get money. So now they're fighting. They want the isha to pay the $1,000. On that, You have a shvur. You can make a shvur. And
why
that's what it is. Yeah.
You need to see the second,
you don't really. Rashi points out you can have any two edim. Rashi is just more convenient to have him do it. This way it just makes it, especially after they make the ma'idah. But Rashi does speak out it could have been any two edim. Like upon him, that was if you pekeach, he wants to make a shvur. The Rashi, this is the way you do it. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you collect from Menachosim HaShavadim or Menichsei HaShavadim or from Nichsei Yisoyimim or from Shloi B'Fanav, the halacha is you have to collect with a Shvur. That means if she's collecting her Ksuba now from Yisoyimim or from HaShavadim or if he's not here, they got divorced and he disappeared, the halacha is you have to make a Shvur. The same thing goes for Yisoyimim. When Yisoyimim collects something, they have to make a shvur. So, what are we talking about? What are Yisoyimim collecting exactly? A man. If the Yisoyimim's father lent money to someone, they have a star, and they're going to collect from the loiva, from the borrower. The father would have collected with his star alone without a shvur. Why do they have to make a shvur? What's happens? So Rashi says, you're right. Let's say it's Yisoyimim of the loiva. The borrower and lender are both not alive, and they're children. So halacha is, if the lender is collecting from the borrower, from the Yisoyimim of the borrower, the Yisoyimim of the lender are collecting from the Yisoyimim of the borrower, they have to make a shvur. Just like the father would have to make a shvur, they have to make a shvur also. Omer Rav Zreik, Omer Rav Yehuda, lo yishonu al she'omru Yisoyimim, omer lono abba levisi parati. So the Gemara first says, try something, it's not going to work out. The Gemara says like this, what are the loiva, the borrower's yarshim tining? What are they tining? They're tining, when they make a shvur, is when they say, our father borrowed and paid up. Ava omru, omulona abba levisi, abba shvur lo yifru. But if they say, no, you know, my father never borrowed any money. You have a star, good cash. But he said, my father never borrowed anything, then abba shvur if you can't collect at all. Maskala Rava, it's not true. Adrava, kolo ima levisi kima la ima pratit on me. If someone walks in with a star and says, you owe me money to the Yisoyimim, the Yisoyimim say, well, my father said he never borrowed money. We say, too bad, we have a star. And your father telling me levisi is kilu ima loy pratit on me. So if I care it, then you won't even need a shvu. Someone says, you're right. Eliyat vahachitma. Omrav zeg rahudo loy shonos ima Yisoyimim ima loy levisi prati. When do you need a shvu is only when the Yisoyimim, who you're collecting from, they say, my father said we paid up the star. If the Yisoyimim say that their father never claimed he never borrowed, then Allah is nefrom shaloi b'shvur. Shekala oimer lo levisi kerem lepratami. If you say you never borrowed, it's kilu you saying you're moida that you didn't pay, and therefore you'll be able to collect even without a shvur. The next case of the mission was nefrah shaloi b'fana lo sifra b'shvur. If you're collecting, the guy's not around, and you're collecting from him, so Allah is you only collect with a shvur. There was a story in front of Rabbi Yitzchak and Antochia of Amar, and he said, the only time you require a shvua is only a ksuvas isha. And avachoiv loy. The Gemara thought, but like this, it means that you only collect only for ksuvas isha. Avachoiv, you don't even collect shloyefanov. You wait till he comes back. You can collect for achoiv shloyefanov. By isha, you collect with a shvua. Because again, you want to make her happy. Mashenki b'achoyv. The Gemara thought right now is you cannot collect at all. For Rav Amram Nachman, afilu b'achoyv. I guess not really thought. This is what Yitzchak holds. But Rav argues. Rav Amram Nachman, afilu b'achoyv. Shlo yikol echav echa noytel moyis shachaveira. A guy will borrow money. V'hoylech v'yoshem yizyam. He goes away. He skips town. V'ata no does me love. No one's ever want to lend the money anymore because the guy could just skip town. Even if he has karka over here, he still will skip town. So the halacha is lemaisa that it sounds like from here that you would collect shaloi b'fanav. That's what comes out from Rav Amram Nachman. Tosfos says ma'isa b'chayim. Tosfos says a pasuk of Rebbeinu Chanan. The ma'isa b'chayim she'im moichrim shaloi b'fanav l'ba'chayiv. But less the chash l'hadar of Nachman. But I enjoy Tosfos ma'isa. We do paskin that you could collect from for a ba'chayiv shaloi b'fanav because of this klal shaloi tinol delas ve'lovim. So like upon him. So what we learned now on the Amid was, the last two things were, one thing is that from the Yisoyimim, have to make a shvur, unless the Yisoyimim say loy levisi from the father, then it's ki'ilu amal leperati. And the second halach we learned is, a machloikis if you collect shloi b'fanav by a b'chayv. First man holds only for ksubas ishu because of chayin, and not by b'chayv. Rav says even b'chayv because shloi tino does me love, and therefore if the guy is not around and the chayv is up, and the chayv is due, and you have to pay, then you collect even shloi b'fanav.